It's fine, Teresa.
All right. Well then, the idea is that to have four students ask you three questions each. I decided to reduce the number of students in terms of what I had told you before. And they are going to ask simple questions, and if possible, you will give them simple answers, okay? So after question three, another student will come, and so there will be just a short pause between students when they change places, okay, to ask you the following three questions. So let's see how this works, and I will have to ask my students to be quiet, to pay attention, because we are going to do work, a written piece of work after this, okay? So you have to pay attention and you have to be quiet. There is something I'm going to open here, which is the World Atlas, because I think we may need it, okay? So Michael, are you ready for the interview that my students are going to do? This is 6C, and they are 20 students. I think they are 19 here today. One is absent, or two are absent, so maybe 18. And they are a very nice, very sweet group of students. Okay, you're ready. Well, let's have the first student come and ask you the questions.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning to you. I'm well, but here in Australia, it's late afternoon.
Can I interview you?
Can you ask me that question again, please?
Can I interview you?
Of course you may interview me.
What's your name?
My name is Michael Coughlin. Let me write it in the text chat for you.
Can you spell your surname, please?
My surname is spelt Coughlin.
Who's the next student? Come on, next student. Michael, we have a girl now. It's boy, girl, okay? So let's go, Inês. That was Rodrigo, and now we have Inês.
Where are you from?
Hello, Inês. Good morning.
Good morning.
I am from Australia, and I live in Adelaide.
Okay, can we have just a moment here, because I have the World Atlas open, Michael. Let me write the link for you. Okay. And we are going to click on Australia. Okay, so this is a very big continent, right, Inês?
Yes.
Everybody, okay. And now we're going to click on Australia, and teacher Michael said he is from Adelaide, down here, okay? So now you know, you see, in terms of the world, let's go back, we are very far away. We are here, right? And teacher Michael is here, many thousands of kilometers away. Okay, Inês, you may continue your interview.
What town do you live
in?
In. What town do you live in?
Michael, can you hear us?
sorry, Teresa. I turned the microphone on. Oh dear.
This seems like a webhead session, right? With things going on, glitches going on. Okay. Anyway, Inês was asking you a question which was in their interview. It's repetitive, but go ahead, Inês, please.
Is it a nice town?
Okay.
It's a very nice town. Except I think probably it's a city. It's bigger than a town.
Okay, Inês. Now it's Lorenzo's turn. Okay, Michael, you have a boy coming up.
Okay.
Hi. What time is it there?
At the moment, it's 5:50 p.m.
5:50 p.m. Okay, let's think about the difference. There's a big time difference, isn't there?
Yes.
Strangely, there is a half hour difference also, because it's 9:20 for us, 9:20 in the morning, right, Lorenzo?
Yes.
And it's 5:50. Will somebody please see the number of hours difference? Okay, Michael, we're going to calculate the number of hours here. Difference. Okay? So, it's 17:50 in Australia, right? Okay? And it's 9:20 here. Correct? So, we have half an hour and now 9, 8 and a half hours difference. You see,
yes.
Teacher Michael will be having dinner in how long, Michael?
In about 1 hour.
Okay, at half past, right, at 7, around 7, right.
It's okay. About 7 o'clock.
Okay, Michael. Lorenzo will continue his interview, okay?
Okay.
How is the weather there?
Today it's cold. It's winter in Australia, in the south of Australia. Mm. So today the maximum temperature is 15 degrees Celsius.
Okay.
What do you do?
I'm a teacher.
Surprisingly, right? Okay, I'm a teacher, right. Okay, and now we have Lorenzo's turn is over and we have Margarida. Thanks, okay?
Hi.
Hello.
Where do you work?
I work for an adult education college.
Do you like your job?
I love my job.
Me too. Especially, Michael, with such nice students as these.
How do you meet my teacher?
Well, I met your teacher on the internet.
See? What did I tell you? I have never met Teacher Michael face to face, personally, mm-hmm. Never. We've known one another for 5 years now, right, Michael? I think since 2002.
Okay.
And we've never met face to face. Hopefully one day, yes, about okay. Well, Margarita, what do you have to say now?
Thank you for the interview. It was your pleasure to meet you. Bye-bye.
Michael, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Now, the idea is for the students to listen to the recording that I hope worked in Audacity, and then write a short text about you, and they will insert that text in a Google map, and I will send you the link to that Google map maybe later this afternoon, okay?
Okay.
And Michael,
thank you, Teresa.
And thank you very much for being with them. I think they are still this whole thing is still sinking in because they are all in awe about this whole thing, you know. So can you imagine talking to somebody in Australia live? And it was great. Okay. And Hala is saying interesting, bye all, bye bye Hala, and I'll be seeing you. Okay, so bye bye to both of you. Thank you very much. And Beijinhos guys, you can all say bye bye.
Bye bye.
So this is a bye bye.
Bye everybody.
A bye bye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Michael. Bye bye.
Bye bye.